Yeah, I heard an analysis from a constitutional lawyer in Montreal about this specific dispositions on the powers that the OQLF have and will have with Bill 96. So they will essentially have the power of searching and seizing computers from small businesses without a judge's mandate. So they could come in a business, and in order to see if you're a business of 25 employees or more, if you're communicating amongst staff in French, if the bosses are communicating with the employees in French, which is a new requirement for businesses between 25 and 50 employees, they could come into the business, search the computers, search the files, see if there's evidence of people not speaking French, and do this without a judge's mandate. Searching and seizing without a judge's mandate is something that a lot of the police forces don't even have in terms of their criminal investigations. So it's something that goes above and beyond what's normal, what's expected, what is acceptable for us. But government is doing this based on their indication or their new orientation that businesses between 25 and 50 people should always speak French on the premises. That, in my mind, will have an impact on the growth of certain businesses in the Pontiac. I already have had businesses tell me that, well, I'm at 20-some employees. Maybe I won't do that expansion project because it would put me over that 25-person limit. And I have to speak English. I have employees who speak nothing but English. I myself, as an employer, speak nothing but English. I haven't gotten those language skills yet. So it could lead to a lot of very frustrating interactions with the OQLF here in the region.